Hey guys, it's Brianna, and I am joined by my friend and co-host, Christina.
Hi everyone.
And you are listening to Oh Brother,
your favorite Big Brother podcast.
Listen as we discuss all of the alliances, backdoors, and twists you love to watch. After one short week away, she's back.
Short week? Speak for yourself.
I know. It did feel like a long week.
It did. There's a lot going on.
Realistically, it's been 7 days.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
But Shauna's back.
Thanks for having me.
Anything you want to say about the week you were gone?
I can't even remember which week that was.
That's I'm leaving?
Yeah.
No, I don't have anything to say. Okay. I was sad to see him go, but also it was good TV.
Yeah. Agree.
That's about that.
Agree on both fronts. We're just going to jump right in because we got a lot to talk about. And we got to start with the pressure cooker, which Shauna and I watched most of it on the feeds.
Yeah, good deal.
It was fun, but also low-key kind of boring. Like, I was hoping for more drama, fireworks, something to pop off.
Yeah, it seemed difficult, but they should have done more. Like, they had a decent amount of breaking in between, like, things that were happening to them.
Yeah.
Outside of it being cold the whole time.
Yeah. They had the snakes, which was so dumb. I was like,
it worked the first couple times that it got dark. I'm like, that would freak me out when the lights were off and you could hear them.
And like not know if they were going to open it or not. Yeah.
But after like 30 minutes.
They never did anything with them.
A waste.
I was like, why wouldn't they just open up that little cage?
And you said some of them were fake?
Yes. Cameron kept saying stuff about like the fake ones. And then I like looked closer and was like, oh shit, there's only like a few real snakes in there. The rest are fake.
Yeah.
But like you would never notice watching the episode. They had the snakes, they had flies, they had sewage stink, they had the concert that Izzy got, which was like the flashing lights and music and shit. They had the pitch dark, and then they would like blind them with like bright light, and then the rest of it was just like them.
They had like a like cold air blast.
Oh yeah, I forgot it was like freezing in there.
Yeah,
it's really cold in there. So they had like quite a few elements, but I agree. I feel like they didn't give them enough of it.
Do they have way more space than BB6?
Yeah, but I think the thing with Big Brother 6 was like it was a box in the backyard. Like they were outside.
Yeah, I liked the dark element, but
me too.
I don't know. I feel like I could last longer if I had more space. A lot of people have like a claustrophobia thing. And like that was a big ass room. We still think it was in the backyard. So I'm assuming it was like almost the size of the backyard.
Yeah. It was definitely way bigger. And like the setup was different. Obviously like the other pressure cooker, most people had their backs to each other or they were next to people. But with this one, like they were all facing each other, which was interesting. I kind of like that because then I'm like, you can see if other people look like they're hurting or like have conversations more easily.
Yeah, but on the flip side, if someone has their back to you and like you're able to have a conversation to the side without no one knowing.
Yeah, that's true.
Like just mouthing or something.
And then they also had the, I don't know if you want to call it a twist, but like the fact that they could only go out in groups of three, which I don't know how I feel about it. I get that they did it because A, they want to discourage people from dropping, just assuming like, oh, if I drop, I can go back in the house. And also makes it harder to like make deals because there's just three people chilling in the corner listening to everything. But I don't feel like it had the grand effect that they wanted it to have.
Yeah. And it also, I do like that people couldn't get into the house quicker because like obviously you put Izzy and Jared and Suri and Felicia all in the house and it's like they have extra time to game and watch on the TV and stuff. So I'm sure like that's part of the element of like not being able to kind of watch separately and have conversations about it
and like scheme while there's no one else in the house.
Yeah, so I'm like, I get it, but yeah, it didn't have the effect. And like we said when we were watching it live, like I'm getting out the second someone is the second to drop. I'm letting go so that
well,
I can go out
right
away.
That's what kept happening was like it kind of didn't come across as much in the episode, but when you're watching it in real time, it would be like hours and hours and hours before the first person would drop, and then all of a sudden bang, bang, the next two would go, like, pretty quickly after, almost every single time.
Yeah, Blue fell by mistake, Jag dropped right away.
Uh-huh. And I think Bowie was already out, so they got to leave the second Jag dropped out.
Yeah. The other group was, like, Matt and someone.
I think Matt was the last of that three. Corey. Maybe Corey was last. I can't remember.
I think Corey was last.
It was Corey, Matt, and somebody else.
Yeah.
But
fun to watch. Like I said, I didn't know anything about it for BB6. So, like, when all the hype came out during the, like, anniversary episode, I was like, what is this? It wasn't something that I ever was, like, looking forward to returning, but it's cool to watch it live.
Yeah, I've been waiting for them to bring it back. And the BB6 one had, like, way more drama. Like, they were, like, yelling at each other and, like, stuff like that, which I didn't really expect from this cast. I thought maybe there would be a little bit more of, like, not arguments, but, like, people talking and, like, disagreeing or, like, trying to encourage each other to, like, drop and
yeah,
stuff.
Like, when there's a little bit of begging of, like, let go, like, I really want to see my mom or whatever it is.
Yeah, something. Or, like, there's usually an instigator that's, like,
Izzy?
Like, oh, doesn't your hand hurt? Like, oh, like, look at you. You look like you're struggling. Like,
well, Izzy was making weird noises.
That's true.
She was the
dancing.
Only one that did it, yeah.
She was, like, she was doing a lot. And that's why she got out.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jared and Ceri dropping so early is so embarrassing.
Less embarrassing once we saw how it happened, because I think the feeds cut, because it was during the snake cut.
Yeah. Ceri's was because her sleeve was under her hand, I guess, and that made her slip.
Yeah.
What was Jared's reason? I think he just accidentally
He just
let
moved
go.
A little bit and let go by mistake. I think he popped his, like, the palm of his hand up or something. But when we were speculating, we were like, okay, Ceri was already talking about how scared she was for, like, the 15 minutes before. And then when it cut back, it's when we saw the snakes and then both dropped. And we were like, oh, okay, so Ceri must have, like, screamed and that scared Jared and he let go or something, which would have been embarrassing. It still sucks that they both let go by mistake, but they weren't the only ones.
Yeah, like, and we were surprised that Jared was first, because, like you said, we were assuming that it was Ceri that was first.
Yeah.
It was him. And he talks all this talk about, like, thinking he's good at competitions when, like, clearly he's not.
No, not at all.
Also, Corey, what a doll for giving Mimi his jacket beforehand. I think he was regretting it in the moment, but even afterwards, Mimi was like, there's no way I would have lasted as long as I did if Corey didn't give me his jacket, because it was so cold in there.
Yeah, and the more I thought about that, at first I was like, okay, you're standing in the house after you evict someone, you know you're going out to the HOH and, like, you throw your coat to someone, that's nice, whatever, you didn't know. But they did that live announcement where they said it's going to be the pressure cooker. So
yeah.
Obviously you're not going to know that it's going to be, like, 50 degrees in there or whatever, because BB6, it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
But it's wilder knowing that you were going into a potentially 12 to 14 hour comp and being like, let me give up a layer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
kind of
that's
dumb.
Afterwards, they were all having conversations like, we need to stop worrying about, like, wearing restrictive clothing and just wear layers. Because, like, when you walk outside and see what the competition is, if you think that your jacket's going to be a burden, just take it off. Like, you don't have to really, like, think too much into it beforehand. Like, layers are better to have. You can always take off something that you have. You can't put on something that you don't. So,
yeah, exactly.
Like, why would you ever,
like, have your hair up and a cardigan on?
Exactly. Something.
My motto.
They were killing me when they were showing the clips of Felicia watching and they, like, put her little clones in the room.
Yeah, that was so good. I like whoever made that idea is so funny. Like, let's time lapse her, like, into the room.
It was too funny. I also just love her, so any, like, extra little Felicia clips, I'm here for them.
It's how it played out, too. We were laughing because she was, like, throwing away Matt's leftovers and stuff. She wasn't even watching. She's like, no one's going to fall for a little bit or drop their button or whatever.
Yeah, she was just,
like,
walking
clean
around
in the kitchen.
Like,
she'd have a snack.
Then she'd go back and check, and then she'd start to fall asleep, and then she'd get up, and then she'd walk around again. Speaking of Matt, though, something they didn't show in the episode, which they didn't show it on feeds either, but the house guests were talking about it. Matt pissed himself during the competition, which is even funnier looking back, because in his DR during the episode he said he purposely let go of his button and threw it. So, like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you just do it when you knew you had to pee, bro?
In Matt's defense, I will say, when I woke up and saw Matt pissed himself, I thought he just stood there and, like, pissed himself.
Is that,
like,
not what happened?
He turned around and peed against the wall.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
They did have the feeds on up until, like, he was literally turning around, like, he had his hand on the button, he turned to face the other way, and it's Jag going to the cameras being like, cut the feeds for a second, he has to pee. So I presume that he
just
whipped it out
and shot it across the room,
peed farther, but like the wall was right behind him in America, and I think that's why like they were probably the closest. And then I don't know if it was level, since that was like a temporary building were in, so I imagine that's why it like pooled near them. But it wasn't like he wasn't standing there in like wet pants.
Okay, that makes more sense. That feels like an unfair advantage to me.
Exactly. That's why when it looked like Blue had to pee, I was like, you're just going to piss yourself. And I was talking to my brother's girlfriend about this. Even if you have the dedication as a woman to pee, like your pants, it's 50 degrees in there.
Yeah, you're going to be
now
freezing.
Now you're going to be fucking freezing.
And you're going to stink.
Yeah.
Too.
It's way grosser. And you're colder.
I feel like they should have a rule that if you have to pee, then you have to pee your pants.
Yeah. It would be a wild thing.
I know.
Matt, you've been evicted.
Because you whipped your dick out. Next time, keep it in your pants.
But yeah, you'll have to look up that clip because it's funny because it's not even Matt being like, I'm about to pee. It's Jag being like, cut the feeds. He has to pee, or he's about to pee or something.
So funny. They never show those moments, though, because I think we were talking before about, like, Jax and Mickey peed during one of the competitions, and they, like, didn't put it in the episode
either. Yeah, he peed his pants, because he was up against the wall. If you whipped out your dick, it's just on camera.
Yeah, and also, I feel like you'd just be afraid that you'd lose your balance or whatever. Of course, we know it got down to Cam, America, and Mimi, and we were both pulling for Mimi or America to win.
Yep.
Ideally, Mimi for me. I really wanted to see Mimi win it. And she seemed so solid the whole time.
Yeah, that's why I wanted her to win, because she was just so locked in. I wanted America to win because she's like a super fan and had been talking about the comp, so it would have been cool. But I think Mimi was my first choice.
And, of course, Mimi drops. So then it's Cam and America. And the flaw in there, like, everybody has to stay in until three people leave thing is that they let you leave for a bathroom break if you drop. So Mimi dropped and then left for a bathroom break, and that's when Cam and America made their deal, which I think they still would have made the deal if she was in the room. It just made it easier for them to do it when she left and not have to have like a witness. So they make their deal, and we find out like later that America makes a deal not only for herself but also including Corey. Which, like, smart of her to make a deal with Cam. And obviously we know he stuck to it. But I just could not imagine going that long and then dropping out, like, volunteering to drop. I get that, like, optically it probably wouldn't have been a good time for her to win. But I don't know that I would be able to let myself just give it up after all that time.
Yeah, I agree. And it's not like she's sitting pretty anyway. And it's like, oh, you don't want to make an enemy for no reason. Like,
yeah.
You're already kind of like floating and stuff. It probably would have been a better move to win and like do something.
And like get people on your side. They went for 13 hours and 49 minutes, which they did not know that. They were like saying they thought they went for like 8 hours or something. But the funny thing is they were 4 minutes behind the Big Brother 6 total runtime. Which is hilarious, and I'm so glad that they didn't break the record because Cam won. If America had won, I would have been upset for her that she didn't break the record.
Yeah.
Because it was Cam, I'm not a fan of him, I was glad that he was just shy of it.
Yeah, I think it's crazy that even though they were like wildly different comps in reality, that they still made it the same amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't think BB6 cast would have made it.
No.
14 hours in there.
They definitely wouldn't have, because there were so many extra factors this time around. Although I remember, I don't remember this from when I watched it, but I heard America saying to someone like weeks prior when they were all talking about the BB6 pressure cooker that when it was outside, there were like a ton of mosquitoes. So they were all getting like bit all over and stuff.
Yep.
And like, the flies are annoying, but, like, who cares? Mosquitoes, I think, would bother me a lot.
Yeah, I tend to not get bit by a lot of mosquitoes, so I think I'd have an advantage.
I don't either. So, yeah, I guess if there are other people around, then maybe it would be better, because they'd just go for those people and not me.
Yeah, and how long are they pummeling new, like, mosquitoes into the box? Because eventually you've just slapped them all.
Oh, well, I think it was open air. Like, they were open to the outside.
Gotcha, so it was just...
They just had a feeding frenzy going on.
Gotcha.
Because that's why America was like, where in the episode when they revealed it was pressure cooker and everybody's like, what the hell is that? She was like, last year they got eaten alive by mosquitoes, like, wear pants or something.
Mm.
And so a lot of them wore, like, longer pants. But anyways, Cameron won it 13 hours, 49 minutes. And I can't remember if this was during the competition when they were doing their little clip, because they kept cutting to, like, different moments from the week. But the Real for Real Alliance forming was a part of this episode. And it's just so funny to me because Ceri, Felicia, and Izzy have three separate alliances that collectively include everyone in the house. Yeah. And Real for Real for a while seemed like the one that they were really for real sticking with. But it seems like they're kind of waffling now on that. I don't know. They're just kind of riding the wave, I guess. But that one includes, I think it's Mimi, Corey, and America.
Yep.
Trying to like picture, there's a, somebody made a Venn diagram on Twitter of like the alliances, and I'm like trying to picture it. But I think it's those six. Maybe Jared might be in it too, actually.
Yeah, I think he is actually.
He's in that one, and he's in the one with Jagged Blue. He's not in Legend 25.
Yeah, he's in Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I think they're all, like you said, when we were watching an episode, like, they're all have some element of truth to them. They're playing so forward-looking this season that none of them feel real because they're constantly thinking about, like, who's going next, and that includes, like, who are they dropping off tail ends of these alliances. Yeah. But I'm like, what's, like, who are you voting for right now? Like, Legend 25 is clearly not real because you're actively going after Cam and Red in most of your conversations, at least.
It can work well for them if those three don't win anything and just use the other parts of the alliance to attack each other.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what they want
to
do.
But yeah, no, it seems like they want power, which is weird to me. Yeah. I'm like, then you're just showing your cards, and then the people that you backstabbed can come out and say, well, we have this alliance. And then the people that you are working with are going to be like, well, how come I didn't know about that if it was fake?
Yeah.
You know? So we'll see how long it lasts for them. So far, Ceri and Felicia seem to be in the best spot. Izzy has some enemies, I think, but for the most part, they're sitting pretty, but I don't know how long that will last for. They also give us a little Corey America showmance clip. It was when America tells Corey that she cut the deal for both of them, not just herself, but that she could have kept going because Corey was like, be honest, like, did you throw it? And she was like, yeah, but I kept you safe. So that was good. I like America and Corey. I think they're in a rough spot alliance-wise. They just popped up on the feeds. But I like them a lot.
Yeah, I think they want to work together and like each other. But they don't overlap anywhere in people that they trust other than each other.
Yep.
Which
will be a good thing down the line, but I don't know. I think America has a lot of enemies right now.
Yeah, only if that was the goal early on. Like, if this had happened 4 weeks ago and they were like, whatever comes, but trying to do it later on with this specific house, I'm like, I don't see it going anywhere, but we'll see.
Yeah, hopefully they can stick together. We also have Cam and Red discussing the option of an Izzy backdoor plan, which I think, from what I gathered from feeds when they were talking about it seemed like it was less of a backdoor plan and more of a, if one of the nominees wins veto, then she'll be the backup option. And not like, our goal from the jump is for Izzy to go home this week. Because they also kept making it clear that they want to stick with Legend 25 for as long as they can. They kept saying, like, until jury. Which, like, jury is pretty soon. I think there's only like two more evictions that have to happen, but they did consider an Izzy backdoor, which isn't super surprising. Obviously, we know that Cam and Izzy don't get along, so. But in the end, he nominates Jag and Blue, aka Blue and Blockadoodle Zoom.
Love it.
I forget who came up with that. I don't know if it was him or someone else, but I like that he said it after the nominations and they put it in the episode.
I hadn't even heard it like on feeds or anything before, so I was laughing.
He was talking to somebody about it, I think in the bathroom. It might have been America. But I just thought that was funny. In the following episode, Corey makes a massive revelation and decides to tell America that his brother, Zach, was on Survivor.
A first boot, nonetheless.
And she was like, are you going to tell me you're a billionaire? And he's like, no, my brother was on Survivor. He said he came in 17th place.
Yeah, I like how he thought. It's even funnier to say it like that.
And America's revelation for Corey was that she went to Brown, which you could tell his like little hard eyes popped out of his head. He was like, ooh, she's a smart girl. He's like, I knew already, but like.
Yeah, that was cute.
What is it called when you're attracted to someone's brain? There's like a word for it.
Yeah.
I can't think of the word for it, but I just read it the other day or something.
But yeah, he definitely is.
But I was like, okay, these two are feeling a little bit more comfortable sharing their little secrets, even though they're like totally non-secrets. Like they don't need to be keeping this stuff from anyone. But I just thought it was cute.
Wasn't the only secret shared on the episode.
Solid segue.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Jared. Lord help me with this boy. He tells Blue that he might be related to Mama Felicia. And she tries to get him to pinky promise, and he won't. And he's like, oh, if you don't believe me, don't believe me. But when we watched it all go down on feeds, we were all like, Blue is so dumb. She really believes this Mama Felicia shit because she was following Mama Felicia around after that like a puppy dog.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, she's trying to get in with her new mother-in-law.
Singing his praises.
It was weird. We were like, what's going on here? But then in the episode, she was in the DR talking about how she thinks he's actually related to Suri. And she was saying how she picked up on the clues about, you know, where he lived in Connecticut. And he said that something about reality TV world and like all these little comments he's made, which we've talked about on the podcast before. So Blue she's paying a little bit more attention than I thought she was. However, I don't know if she'll ever use it to her advantage. At least not anytime soon, I don't think.
Yeah, I agree. It's weird that you wouldn't just go run off and tell everyone that right away.
Right.
Especially because he kind of lied to you about it.
Or like knowing that she's on the block, like use it then if you think, like, I don't know. That would be the good time to use it, you know what I mean?
Exactly. But yeah, I get that he was trying to, like, see if he could trust her. Tell a smaller secret.
Yeah.
Make something up about, like, Cam saying something to you and then see if it spreads anywhere. Don't go straight to my mom's in the house.
Yeah, because Jared's whole idea was, like, oh, if I tell her this and then it gets back to somebody, then I'll know that she's, like,
yeah,
a liar and, like,
you big dope.
Can't trust her. But I'm like, you're a big dummy. But speaking of people running and telling secrets, there's a new player in the house, and his name is Matt the Rat. He has been going from... He, first of all, has latched on to Suri, so we've got another member of the Fields family, Matthew Fields. He has been basically telling all the information that Cam and Red are giving him to Suri, which is amazing. I love to see it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's amazing for him long-term.
No complaints from me.
But... it's great to watch. He basically goes to Suri and is like, yo, just so you know, Cam is throwing Izzy's name out and like doesn't trust you guys. He wants to target you guys. And Suri is like, great, like let's file that under like we can't trust them either. We already weren't wanting to work with them. But I'm here for that. It's funny because I think people underestimate Matt a lot, and Cam seems to really trust him. I think he thinks that they have like a bromance or something.
Yeah.
So he feels like he can say whatever to Matt and it won't get back to anyone. But little does he know, Matt is running to Suri and telling her everything. Love to see it.
Not for too long. For now, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, for now it's good. Long term, they're all just bringing this woman to the end.
Yeah, I don't need Suri and her minions right. for the whole season.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, the Corey and America cuddling thing is so funny because
the cutest.
First of all, I love them together. Second of all, it's so sweet that Corey is like very set in his ways about like, we're not doing anything in the house. Like, the it took him even this long to put his arm around the girl.
And with an open hand.
With an open palm, if you will. I saw a video of him like stroking her shoulder the other day and I was like, wow, he's touching her skin. I was like, it's a big deal.
He complimented her dress. He was like, I love that dress. I like the color. And she's like, just the color. And he was like, yep, I just like the yellow.
It's just so cute. But they were in the have-not room cuddling, and they showed this in the episode. What you didn't know is that America was a little buzzed. And there was a lot of flirting going on. She was, you know, really going for it. And Corey was like, not on the cameras, not on the cameras. Like, rein it in.
Yep. Not here, not like this.
Yeah, he was like, no, I'm just a boy. But then there's the whole condom segment. And this cracked me up because they were like, oh, it'll be so funny. We throw the condoms in there, whatever. And then they couldn't find them. And Miss Fee became Detective Felicia. And she was like, who the hell touched the condom?
They didn't just get up and walk away.
And the looks on Blue and Jared's faces was so funny. Because what you didn't see, they insinuated it in the episode. But they, of course, hooked up.
In the game room.
Of all places, in Corey's office. So disgusting.
So disrespectful.
And we have feeds on right now, muted in the background. Corey was just sitting in his office right in that spot. They also, I shouldn't say they. Jared, so the feeds masters are so shady because they of course did not show them actually hooking up on the feeds, although in OG seasons of Big Brother they have. They showed them kind of like getting close under the like blankets. They were like making out or whatever. Feeds cut away from them, then feeds cut back to Jared with Clorox wipes wiping the fabric of the little day bed or whatever you call that thing over there.
Yeah.
Upstairs outside of the HOH room. I was like, this is disgusting.
Yeah. Disturbing. There's like, got to be a zipper on that thing.
I'm like, wash it, or you've got so many beds in this house. I get that there's like people around in those other areas.
Lay a blanket down.
Like, do something so that you could wash it.
Not straight on the community blanket.
Even a towel, something. Come on. And it's where Corey loves to sit.
Yeah.
He's always sitting there, and he's going to go out of the house and find out.
I can't wait. It's
contaminated. To see
his reaction. Has Zach reacted to that at all on Twitter?
Probably. I haven't seen it.
I was scrolling the other day. I didn't see anything. But it'd be funny.
If you guys are not following Corey's brother, Zach, on Twitter, you should be, because his tweets are next level. They're very funny. Also, immediately after they hook, well, not immediately after, but shortly after they hooked up, Jared is talking to Blue about, how do you feel about me saying happy birthday to my person on the feeds? Blah, blah, blah. Because he has a whole girlfriend at home that she has been told is his ex-girlfriend. But he's still shouting her out on the feed saying happy birthday the day after him and
or the And I don't think she thinks he actually did.
But, like, he talks about Kenzo all the time.
Yeah. But the way he phrased it, I'm like, I almost wonder if she thought it was a hypothetical.
Uh-huh.
Because she was like, I would feel blah, blah, blah. And, like, you wouldn't do that or whatever.
The way that Blue worded it was like, oh, I would feel bad for her.
Yeah.
She was like.
But.
She was like, that's just weird.
I think that the girlfriend gave him permission to do it. Whatever. I think I said it on the last episode.
Yeah. It's just wild to me. I'm like, I get that people have, like, open relationships and stuff. And, like, maybe that's the case. But. If it was like a, oh, I gave you permission to like have a showmance to win the money, I'm like, you don't have to hook up with the person. You can easily just be like, I don't want to hook up in front of the cameras, but still like showmance them. You know what I mean?
Maybe she gave him permission and was like, but I get like X percent.
I hope she made him sign
a contract.
I get
10% if you just have a showmance, 15% if it's a showmance with canoodling.
Yeah. Heavy petting. What is that show where they can't like touch each other?
I think it's too hot to handle.
Too hot to handle, maybe, yeah. That one, that's the one of the rules. No heavy petting, I'm pretty sure.
Why did they just zoom in on the feeds on a jar with a baby's head in it?
In the scary room?
Yeah.
They did something weird. I've never noticed that. One of the other mornings I was watching, like, not a lot of people were awake, and they were zooming into, like, different fixtures in the living room. It was like the telescope, and then it was like something else. I was like, are they trying to tell us something? Because sometimes they will, like,
yeah, allude to,
like, show, like, they'll show the screens if like something's about to happen or whatever. I was like, what is going on? But I think they were just bored,
probably. But yeah, lots of showmance activity.
So many. Actually, there's only two, but it feels like there's a lot.
Considering we thought there would be maybe none.
Yeah, much more than I expected, that's for sure. Veto players were, of course, Cameron, Blue, and Jag. And then Red was chosen by Cameron with house guest choice. And then Blue miraculously picked Jared's chip
Miraculous.
Out. And then Mimi got picked.
What are the odds?
Yeah, we were chatting during the episode about, like, whether or not they rig the chips.
Everyone's there. We're like, is this real?
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like they loaded up with house guest choice when it's like, and they know that there's a certain outcome that they want. They loaded up with house guest choice, usually. I don't know if they would do the, like, put in an extra of somebody's name or, like, take out a certain person's name thing. But I could see them manipulating it in such a way that, like, house guest choice chips extra or something.
And I don't think I care either way. I just want to know the answer.
Yeah, like, let me know. Because there are, like, legit game show rules that they have to follow. Not that, like, no network has ever not gone with the rules. But I also just feel like it probably would have come out by now. Like, somebody on the inside would have been like, they're faking it. The house guest choice chip came in handy for Cam this week, because of course we know Red won the Temple of Power competition. I liked this one a lot.
I enjoyed it.
I wanted to play it.
I've liked all the comps this season, though.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously the crapshoot ones are kind of, they always do them. I'm kind of like meh about those, but this one in particular, for some reason, I liked. I think because, like, the balancing of the weights thing is not something we've seen before, at least that I can remember off the top of my head. And then it had, like, the word element. And I miss the spelling competition, so this might be the closest we're going to get.
Yeah, probably.
Cam went up there and spelled the word Goland, and I thought that was bad.
Yeah, I thought Goland was going to be the worst one.
And then Jared came along. Dongle.
Elonged. He really tried it all.
All but the word that it was.
Homie forgot that the riddle was on the wall.
Literally forgot the riddle was there. But even with it, I don't know that it would have helped him that much. He claims that's why he figured it out. But I'm like, you just had no other combinations possible at that point.
Yeah.
That's why I was sad that they didn't show all the times, because I wanted to see how long it took him. But they only showed the top three.
Yeah, that's been making me mad. At least publish it, like, online after or something.
Right? We were cracking up, though, when he was going through and putting his words. I was, like, literally screaming at the TV. Like,
he was doing combinations of consonants that, like, have never been together in a word ever.
Never.
He actually was kind of funny in the DR, though. Like, when he was recapping it.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't the worst DR.
Uh-huh. I just know he doesn't do his daily Wordle.
No.
Not that I pictured him being the type to do a daily Wordle anyways, no. But... jeez, Jared, come on now. I thought you were a comp beast. What happened to that? It was also really pissing me off that they almost all of them took the letters out of the thing, put them down in a random order on the wall, and then rearranged them. I was like, the letters are on the wall. If you need to visualize them, they're on the wall. Just pull the letters out and then put them in order. The word is so clear. Like, I think it took me, like, what? 10 seconds after seeing the letters up there to know what it was.
Red was the only one that he laid them on the floor, which is fine.
But even then, I'm like, just keep them in your hand. The letters are up there.
Yeah, I couldn't see it that fast, to be honest with you. And then I also didn't understand that the golden had to do with the veto.
The veto.
Like, I understood how it answered power the riddle. Veto. The riddle in general. But
yeah, it was like 4 minutes later, 4 or 5 minutes later, and you were like, oh, I just put together Golden Power Veto.
And you said something. Like, it wasn't like I had an epiphany having watched it that whole time. You said...
I think someone in the episode...
Oh, I think Jared, when he finally got it, he was like, the Golden Power Veto. I was like, oh. And I just thought, it was like, oh, you're golden.
But they were pissing me off. I was like, you guys, it's right there on the wall. Just look up.
We loved the rope, though.
The rope was so funny because I was just picturing them going into the room, getting on, being lifted up, and then production being like, all right, we're going to drop you in. Pretend that, like, you're going into a hidden temple.
This Some cast has had to do the stupidest shit.
I know.
Between that, the scary room, like, coming back from the nether region, any of the nether region stuff, I'm like, they're probably like, what is this season?
They really leaned into the campiness. Yeah. And in some ways I'm loving it, in some ways I'm not. This one I liked. And some of them understood the assignment and some of them did not.
Mm.
Like, Red was giving me the energy I needed, but some of them I was like, you guys can't just give me anything. Come on now.
Yeah.
Put on your acting skills.
Blue needs to shut up.
Always. Red was giving me the hustle I needed too.
Yep.
When he was putting his things down. Sean and I have been talking a lot about these timed competitions that none of them are like running in between their little, I don't know what you want to call it, like between each stage of the competition, or like running to the button.
I'm like, they do like a jog. I'm like, book it.
Literally, it could be seconds. Like, and it has been seconds in most of these, like, so far. Literally, Jag lost to Red by 21 seconds.
Yeah.
He probably could have shaved a little bit of that time down if he had been booking it as fast as Red was doing. But anyways, of course, Red doesn't use the veto. Not shocking. I think Cam and Red are at the point where they wanted to have a quote-unquote easy week. They didn't want to piss anyone off. They want to keep their Legend 25 thing going until jury, so it made sense that they didn't use it, even though they did consider Izzy as an option. Some stuff from feeds that they didn't show was that America and Blue were both, like, so super emotional about Jag being left up on the block because they knew he was going to go home, and I think they're both, like, close friends with him. America was talking about how she was regretting not winning HOH and all this stuff. But such is life. Then we got the Thursday episode. At the beginning, it's kind of like Cerise Alliance considering whether or not they want to keep Jag on the feeds. They kept going back and forth and kind of strung Jag along all week. Felt bad for the guy.
Yeah, homie was like counting votes the whole time, and like,
he really thought he had them. Yeah,
he never knew that it was like waffling as much as it was.
I think he was fairly certain. He was like, I just need to get everyone in a room to confirm it.
Yeah, every time someone would be like, I don't know if it's what you think it is. He'd be like, no, everyone's just afraid. Like, they just need to get in a room. This is what happened with Riley. Everyone needs to be together and like see on each other's faces that they're all telling me that I'm good.
Because his thing was like, everyone's just saying that I'll do it if this person does it. So if we all get in a room, then someone will say they'll do it, and then everybody will fall in line. But it's like, if somebody is saying to you, I'll do it if this person does it, you don't have their vote.
Yeah. And it means they know that other person's not doing it.
Right. And I think America was the biggest proponent of being like, they're lying to you.
Yep.
Like, you need to just drop this because they're lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not believing it. Lucky for him, the Comicverse superpower is released into the house. They don't know what the power is, just that America, meaning us, not America in the house, America voted and selected four people that get to compete. They don't know what the power is. They don't know who got selected. And it was interesting to watch on feeds because they just kept like pulling each person out individually to compete. I'm curious what happened behind the scenes for the people that didn't play. I was like, did they just have them sit in there for like a couple minutes? Did they just go in and out? Red made it a point to go in. And then when he came back into the house, he noticed no one was around. So he went and sat in the back bedroom for a couple extra minutes to throw people off, to make them think he did compete, which is funny to me for two reasons. A, like, I don't think anyone's really going to notice that you were there gone for, like, two extra minutes. And B, why would you want people to think that you played in it?
And C, you were alone in a room, cam talk. He sat there quietly with all four cams on him. Weird. And we were like, what happened in there?
Yeah, we were like, what is he doing? I was like, oh my gosh, maybe he won. He's, like, contemplating what he's going to do, but he wasn't saying anything.
Some people were speculating that there. He was just like super hurt because he has a lot of TikTok followers and thought that he would have been one of the faves.
And he was just sitting there like ominously staring, legit like staring at the wall. He wasn't like folding his clothes, making his bed, walking around, just sitting.
And then he left and just told people what he was doing.
Yeah, and then went in the backyard and said to Izzy, well, Felicia was like, oh, did you get it? He was like, no. And then Izzy came up, oh, did you get it? No, but I went and sat in the back bedroom for a little while because I want some of these people to sweat a little bit. I was like, what are you doing, dude? However, we do know that Ceri, Matt, Jag, and Corey all got it, despite the fact that Jared spent all week telling Corey that he would never win a fan vote because he doesn't have the personality for it. He was being such a jerk to poor little Corey. Meanwhile, Jared's the asshole, and he's the one who doesn't have the personality for it.
Yep.
It was so sad. And America tried to, like, defend Corey to Jared at one point over it. She was like, that wasn't nice.
I also can't understand why, from Jared's perspective, like, it's one thing to be wild enough to say that out loud to someone, but, like, why would you think that people wouldn't like Corey?
I know.
It's one thing to be like, okay, you might not be someone's favorite, but, like, it's not your personality. You could be like, oh, there's just a lot of other big personalities in the house, or, like, I think these people are probably on the top.
Yeah, to zone in on you don't have the personality for it is wild and also crazy to say that to somebody.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. There's really no one in the house I would say that to.
Mm-mm.
Other than
even
maybe
if
Cam.
I thought it, I wouldn't say it out loud.
Oh, God, no. He's an idiot.
It was the infamous roll the ball competition. And Matt and Corey both crushed it. They came within 8 seconds of each other. However, Matt squeaked it out with 45 seconds. Ceri got like 12 minutes. I'm pretty sure she timed out. Even though they showed her ball going into the thing at the end, her time was exactly 12 minutes.
Yeah.
So I was like, I wonder if that was just total runtime. Because there's no way they would have kept anyone in there for longer than that.
No, everyone was probably only gone for about 10 to 15 minutes when we were watching. So that makes more sense. Yeah, Jag wasn't too far behind. He's like a minute 15 or something.
Yeah, something like that. Matt decides to tell Ceri that he got the power and that he was thinking of using it. They kept most of this conversation off the feed, so we're over here just thinking, you know, Ceri knows, but it just seems like it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I think all I had seen that I knew was on feeds was that he told her and they kind of were like, let's figure out what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it.
And the impression that I got, because Ceri was still going around talking to everyone about whether or not to keep Jag, was that...
including Jared.
Yeah.
That was the biggest piece.
Yeah. She wasn't like, oh, Matt won this thing, like, he's going to use it.
Yeah.
She was still...
she told him he won.
Yeah. Jared knew that Matt won because Ceri told him.
Yeah. But she never said, like... I'm thinking about keeping them both by, like, voting out Jag, but keeping...
having Matt use the power. Yeah. Whatever. So we were all pretty certain that, like, okay, we know Matt won it. Seems likely that Jag's going to go out based on what we've been seeing on feeds.
Matt doesn't want to go against Ceri and them.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like Matt's going to use the power. We should have known, though, because on Thursday, before the episode, Matt was nowhere to be found on feeds. They kept, like... kind of like cutting around him, it seemed like, which I didn't pick up on until later when I was like, we haven't really seen Matt all day.
But why would that matter? I assumed no matter what, they would call him to the DR and ask if he was doing it or not.
Yeah, and I guess, like, presumably he didn't have conversations with anyone else about it.
But maybe he was, they didn't want you to think, like, oh, he's a bad liar, or, like, the stories aren't adding up or something.
Yeah. So when Jag was evicted unanimously and saying his goodbyes, which dragged on and on, we were like, okay, he didn't do it. And then all of a sudden, the little sounds start going off and the comic orb starts lighting up.
Wow.
When I tell you I screamed.
Yeah.
I literally screamed. And I was clapping.
Yeah, we were very excited.
I could not contain my excitement.
I may have teared up a little.
Same. My eyes got glassy. I was like, oh my God.
And she never cries. I always cry. It means nothing for me.
I never cry. And I was like, no way. I was just so shocked because I feel like so rarely, especially this season, have I been surprised by anything. And that was such a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, they did it perfectly. Like, showing that conversation with Suri and Matt that we weren't privy to, like, gave us enough that we, like, looked at each other and we were like,
maybe, but I was like, did you see
that
up?
Like, I don't think that was on feeds, but again, it always came back to me, like, for me, to Jared. I'm like, surprised, I guess, that she didn't tell even him. And I was like, I saw so many conversations up until, like, basically the vote of her talking to Jared about, like, no, it's Jack, he's going, we're gonna tell him now, we were gonna blindside him, but instead we're gonna give him a heads up. And I was like, oh, there's no way.
Yeah, it seemed pretty certain it wasn't gonna happen. And then I liked the way they did it, where, like, he was saying his goodbyes and it wasn't until he picked up his bag, which was probably the cue that production had, is like, when he grabs his bag,
yep,
start the little sounds up or whatever.
And Matt's just in the background looking, like, totally perplexed as to how he's getting this far.
Yeah, I guess we found out later on feeds that Matt was confused because he was like, I played the power, but, like, Jag was still leaving. So it sounds like in the moment he might have whispered to Jag, like, I used it. I swear I used it. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it started up. Because he had to decide by that morning. That's important to know. He had to decide by that morning to use it. I think some people were confused because he went in to vote and they thought that when he was voting, he was supposed to say if he was going to use it or not.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of. He had to decide that morning.
He had a nice little voting mishap again.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Not as bad as just sitting there in the silence while he can't hear Julie.
You mean Julia?
Yep, Julia.
There is a funny and, like, adorable clip of Matt that I saw on feeds after, was him in the bathroom talking to America being like, I totally messed up and called her Julia. I hope she's not mad. He was, like, really stressed about it.
Not really. I was going to do shout outs today, but I called her Julia, and I was like, fuck. I called her Julia.
Are you sure you called her Julia?
Oh, 100%. Oh, 100%. I called her Julia. I'm so mad. I was like, and it's live, so I know everyone's just said he just called her the wrong name. Oh my God.
You didn't correct yourself?
I was like, yeah. I was like, thank you, Julia. I was like, Julia, and then I just paused, and I was just so awkward. And so I didn't shout out, but I just got up. And I was like, thank you. I'm done. Yeah.
It's okay.
I guess it'll be a meme.
It's funny.
Like, she just called her Julia. I hope she's not mad.
She's not mad. It's okay. She won't be mad. That's funny.
Yeah. It's because I'm thinking about what I want to say.
Yeah.
And then I'm, like, getting nervous. And so I'm like.
So, wait, how'd you say it?
I just, like, thank you, Julia. And I was like, you know, I was like, I knew I was saying it wrong, but it wasn't on purpose.
Yeah.
And I just paused and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, brother.
And she was probably there watching it live. She goes, she's like, you said it wrong, but okay, thank you. Go back. She's like, go back to everyone. I was like, okay.
That's funny.
And I know next week, I'm going to watch the episode. I'm going to say, thank you, Julie.
Yeah, you gotta remember.
I got it right.
You gotta stay focused on that.
He's like, I was just in my head thinking about everything that I had to say, and, like, he's like, I slipped up. He's like, then I didn't know what to say, and I just, like, stuttered or whatever.
You can tell he noticed it right as he was saying it. Like, he kind of, like, shook his head. Awkward, and I think he did correct himself.
But they cut audio for a second.
Yeah, like, Julie was saying something, you could see him, like, correcting himself. But it wasn't that bad. I feel like I think it was more embarrassing that America, it's funny that she didn't say that when she was in the hallway, forgot she was the pre-commercial person. So she waited to see if someone was, like, coming into the little hallway.
She started walking and then she, like, stepped back and then stopped and then went out.
Yeah, we were like, is she checking herself out? Because it's, like, a big mirror.
Yeah. She did look cute. I liked her little pink top.
Yeah, she must have forgot that happened. Because, I mean, this poor boy is telling you how embarrassed he is. It could have at least been like, oh my God, no, like, I did this
too. I did something stupid too. We were also speculating whether or not Jared said, I evote to evict.
Yeah.
It was very subtle, but I do know that he talked to Big D before going into the house. So if anything, it could have been like a nod to him, maybe.
It's funny because Julie posted a picture, I think yesterday, of she had this, like, fan that said, like, I vote to evict.
Oh, really?
And, like, Big D had, like, retweeted it and been like, love this.
I didn't see that.
So it's just funny that if it did happen, that it happened on another day, that someone else was alluding to it.
Yeah. But he did it so subtly that I'm like, did he just slip up, or was that like an actual callback too?
And then everyone's laughing that the only person Bowie shouted out was her dog sitter.
Oh, yeah. I saw that tweet. I was like, what the hell?
I didn't even notice because we were too busy talking about how Julie like cut her off, or she cut Julie off.
Usually what Julie does is she asks you to cast your vote. And then after you cast your vote, she says, thank you. And then you do your shout outs. Bowie said who she was going to evict and then just started blabbering on about her thing. And Julie goes, thank you. She like yelled at her.
Yeah.
And then Bowie like running out of the room, yapping away with her big ass teeth.
Be nice. Those are what spin the records.
It might be, honestly.
She's like a woodchuck.
Little beaver.
We love you, BJ.
Beaver Jane. Anyway. Now I need a...
I don't have a good segue for you this time.
I need a fuck Beaver Jane sticker. Somebody made fuck Bowie Jane stickers. I don't know if you guys have heard the soundbite, but...
Fucking Bowie Jane.
It's Miss Felicia. They really hate her for no reason. It's so funny.
Yeah, earlier the current HOH was already like looking at her. I guess that's a spoiler that the Bowie didn't win HOH, but I think most of you can assume. You figure it out pretty early on in the episode, yeah. I'll let you know. But someone was like watching the HOH TV, like, fucking hate her.
Yeah. Can't stand her. That's all they do when she's not in the room is shit talk her.
At least they're nice to her face. I know it's not I know it's not better for her when she leaves. Like, it would still hurt to watch it and know everyone hated me, but like, at least the saving grace is they're not horrible to you to your face.
Yeah, it's not like
whatever. Well, Sari kind of.
It's not like Taylor or whoever. Or then it was also like Nicole's season where like they were literally being bullied, like locked out of rooms and stuff, like to your face. Anyway, so you know the sound goes off, the comic verse thing lights up. They get their little card, and Red starts reading it. And what do you know? His accent has gone. His accent has been evicted from the Big Brother house. He sounds like an announcer. It was very weird because usually during the episodes, he turns the accent up 100%. He was also shaking. His hands were like physically shaking. But yeah, he reveals to everybody that the Jag is staying, and they all seemed excited. Even Cam, like, he reined it in. He had a smile. He clapped.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He did a good job of not throwing a fit. I know inside he was probably freaking out, but he kept, I think you said before, like he kept a pretty clean HOH, so he didn't, obviously like Jag and Blue are not gonna like be on his side, but like there's no.
It wasn't like the Cody Nixon, like you blew shit up.
Right. It's not like anything major or like crazy that he's gonna have to deal with.
I did notice rewatching the second time when they save him, like as they're walking out and the noise starts to happen, Felicia's like, oh, he used it on him or something. Like, she alludes to, like, it being Jag that used it. I don't think she thinks that anymore.
Yeah,
but it was funny that in the moment they were like, he did get it or something. Uh-huh. But maybe she just meant, like, someone saved him.
Right.
But I was, like, interesting to hear them all. Like, if you go back and watch the clip, they all are kind of, like, talking a lot. You can't pick it up all on the live episode because we were, like, clapping.
No, I picked that up, too, the second time because I rewatched that moment. And, yeah, she was like, oh, he did get it. Like, she thought Jag, I think, used it on himself.
Yeah.
So it seemed like, at least. My favorite thing about this power being used is that Cam held onto that button for 13 hours and 49 minutes for no reason. Ugh, no. And it took Matt 45 seconds to reverse it.
It's 45 brutal.
Seconds. Like, brutal. The juxtaposition of those two things is so awful. And I hadn't even thought of that until I opened Twitter after the episode. And one of the first tweets I saw was, well, Cam held onto that button for 13 hours and 49 minutes for no reason. And then it hit me. I was like, oh my God, they really just did that. I like kind of wish they, not for Cam's sake, but like just in general, I kind of wish that they did pressure cooker an earlier week or waited for this twist to be a little bit later. Because like, then it just feels like the pressure cooker was for no reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun to watch, and, like, I'm so glad they did it, but... And now it's just like, what was the point of that? Yeah. Literally, what that was sucks. The point? Maybe they thought Matt wouldn't use it until next week or something, but...
I mean, the track record for using these types of superpowers is pretty low, so they're probably like, no one's gonna use it.
Yeah, it's been so many seasons since someone has actually gotten a power and used it, and used it in a way that has really changed the game mm-hmm. a lot. Props to Matt for using it, because I feel like anyone else probably would have saved it till the second, at least saved it till the second week, it, with the thought that like maybe I'll need it for me. But he was like, fuck it, no, I'm gonna save my boy. And I really appreciated that. Matt has already was one of my favorites, but he went up a couple pegs.
Yeah, he was having a conversation with Mimi. Did you see it?
No.
Where Mimi's speculating like, oh, like who would have won it? Like, it wasn't Jag. I know he didn't win it. So like, who would have won it and used it? And Matt's like, yeah, it's pretty ballsy. And she was like, it's silly if you ask me or something. Like, he was like, oh yeah, I guess.
I know. It must feel so weird to have to lie to everyone about that after the fact. And not want to, like, defend the choice. Because, like, you're just hearing everyone shit talk. Like, oh, why would somebody do that? But it seems like enough people were happy with it that I don't feel like there's been as much speculation as I would have thought. For, like, oh, who used it?
Yeah.
And now that the power has been used, the speculation on, like, who has the power? Is the power going to get used? Is gone. So I feel like, if anything, it was probably a smarter decision than having to hold on to the secret for another week and have everybody speculate more about it.
Honestly.
Because now it's just going to blow over. Like, okay, Jag's back. Somebody used a power on him. We're just going to assume it's somebody who's working with him already. So, like, who cares? I really feel like I need to get, like, some soundbite from this season to indicate that we're about to talk about spoilers.
Well, you know, this time you can just put the Jag sound before he got saved.
Oh, yeah. I could do that.
That weird Orby
noise. Maybe I'll just do a different sound every time.
Or in
Fuck
the
Bo Jane.
The theme song when it puts that little boing when Red pops up on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Or I can do Felicia's laugh.
Oh, my God, no. Just a whole montage.
I could do the HOH music.
Oh, yeah.
That might work.
I like that one.
Anyways, you'll figure out whatever sound I chose when you're listening to this.
Right about now.
Spoiler time. I don't really want to talk about this, but we got no choice. All right, you know what? Before we talk about who won HOH, we can talk about the power a little bit more, because I don't want to talk about who won HOH yet. So Matt comes out and tells Jared and Jag that he had the power. Jared already knew he had the power, but mm-hmm. Matt didn't know that. So,
and Jag doesn't know Jared knows.
Right. Jag knows that Sari knows, though, because Matt told Jag that Sari knew.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting dynamic there. I also saw a clip of Sari coaching Matt a little bit, being like, listen, you can't tell anyone because they all trust you. They all think, oh, Matt doesn't make big moves. Matt can't win anything. She was like, keep that up. Wait until if you make it to the final two. She's like, then in your speech, you can make a big reveal and say, you know, you actually won this thing and you made a big move early in the game when nobody else wanted to, kind of thing. Which is a solid pitch to get him not to, to spill the beans. But he told Jag anyways. And I feel like eventually it's going to get around, but I don't think it will matter.
Yeah. I just don't think it changes anything because he was already kind of on his side of the house, so.
Exactly. It's not like he was like.
It would only make probably like Izzy frantic.
That's what I was going to say.
And like, Sari would just talk her off a ledge.
Yeah. If anything, like very few people would care.
Blue don't care. America don't care. Corey is going to be over it. Sari don't care. Jared don't care.
Yeah. And then Jared like don't care. You're not really working with anyone else.
Amy don't care. Cam and Red, I guess. Just now you're an easy target.
Yeah.
Because you could be like, you fucked with my HOH.
But, like, they're just two guys.
Yeah. It really doesn't matter. They truly are just two dudes.
Just two dudes hanging out.
Just with chill billies.
With a DJ sometimes. That's about it.
I don't know where she like, crawls into the woodwork of the house at some point. She just disappears.
She truly does.
I do think sometimes I just think she's Corey.
Yeah.
So.
It's the hair, I think.
Yeah.
And the pale skin. I suppose now we have to talk about who won HOH.
Woke up in hell.
Literally, probably the last person I wanted to win.
Yeah, literally the last person.
Jared won HOH. Wah, wah. And, like, I just don't want to listen to him have meetings all week long. And I'm also starting to not, I wouldn't say get sick of, but, like, it's going to get old fast if this becomes a steamroll situation where, like, Ciri and her little team controls everything.
Yeah. Gru and her minions.
Exactly. So I'm going to need, like, America, Corey, Jack, even Matt. I guess Matt's kind of one of her minions now. But, like, I need one of them to win next week to shake things up a bit more.
Well, I think Blue's doing a good job of, like, at least last night, kind of the conversation she's having with Jack and, like, putting together on, like, how much Ciri is running things and then kind of going back to Jared and not just divulging that. I'm like, I think she's here to play.
Yeah. I hope so. I just worry that, I don't know, anytime anyone says something about Ciri, it gets back to her.
Yeah.
So she needs to be really careful. Like, I think talking to Jag about it's fine and keeping it from Jared is smart. But I'm like, there are very few other people you can say that to that it won't get back to Ciri.
Yeah. Like, Jag's running his mouth too much already. I'm like, you're risking going on the block. But the fact that Blue is already in Jared's ear, like, oh, no, Jag didn't have anything bad to say about Ciri and Izzy, even though that's quite literally the opposite of what he told her. I'm like, I think she understands how in Jared is with them, regardless of if she believes the mother thing.
Yeah.
And that they don't tend to, like, love her.
Yeah.
And probably knows that she has to play that side of the house if she wants to stay.
Yeah. It's smart to keep your cards close in that scenario, which surprises me that she's doing that.
Yeah. Someone said that this is the new Luke and Duke, that Izzy must have been switched back out with someone who wants to play.
Yeah. Or Blue.
Yeah, sorry, Blue.
Yeah, totally. Imagine the whole time we thought that Luke was a twin, but it was really Blue the whole time. And her twin's coming in the house like, oh, you hooked up with that dude? Really?
I have to sleep in the HOH bed with him.
But yeah, Jared won the HOH. They put a tweet that showed it's the, like, pair competition where you got to pick two people to go up as pairs and answer a question and hit a button or whatever. So it's probably the type of deal where they watch a video. There's three options. You pick it. If you get the correct answer, you move on. If you get the wrong answer, you get out.
Winner picks the next two.
And then, yeah, like, the winner picks the next two people to compete. So that'll be interesting to watch. It did sound like Cam, Red, and Bowie were the first three out, which is hilarious. I'm glad it wasn't two Cam back-to-back HOHs. I think I would have wanted to kill myself. But yeah, we have to deal with Jared as HOH. I think his nominations probably are going to be pretty obvious. It seems like he's torn between Cam, Red, Bowie, America. Those are, like, the pool he's choosing from. It seems like America will be a veto option. If someone wins, she'll go up. It sounds most likely like it'll be Cam and Bowie next to each other. But we'll see how things shake out. It's kind of hard to tell from the conversations I've seen so far. He's got to be lying to somebody.
Yeah, he didn't tell Bowie she was going up, but he didn't tell Red that I could hear that he was going up. So it's a little confusing.
And then he was just meeting with Cam when we had feeds muted. And I got the impression from their body language that Jared told him he was going up. Because it looked like a I'm sorry, buddy hug, and not like a we're working together hug.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But who knows? I feel like Cam's got to be the target, though, no matter what.
Yeah. I know. I heard Matt say it. Blue said it. Ciri said it. Felicia said it. So
we shall see. I would be happy with Cameron going out before Jerry. That's all I have to say.
Oh, yeah. I'm also just sick of his skeezy shit, and, like, he's bugging the girls. So.
Yeah. There was, like, some weird thing with the one clip that I saw was, like, him and America were sitting in the living room, mind you, both wearing shorts and, like, zip-ups. And she must have said something about, like, being cold or, like, the way she was dressed. And he was like, well, you could wear more clothes. Insinuating that, like, she was, like, too naked.
Yeah, when she got up off, she was cuddling with Corey in that little daybed area, and he was sitting with them. And when she got up, she had like pajama shorts on. So they're like up her butt. Like, yeah, my pajama shorts do that.
Right.
And she was like trying so hard to turn and like pull them down without him seeing. And he kept like looking at her. And she was like trying to get the blanket like in front of her. And she eventually was like, oh, my shorts are too short, and like pulled them down. And as she left, he turned to Corey and was like, I'm sick of her.
He's so weird.
It's so creepy.
He just makes so many little offhand comments. And like when Riley was in the house, he would talk about how hot she was and like then say that he looked at her like a daughter. And I was like, these two things can't be said about the same person. Like, it's just weird. But it was just especially weird that like he said that to her when they were literally wearing the exact same amount of clothing.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird to say it at all. Like, she could have been sitting there in a bikini and like you still probably shouldn't be talking about what she's wearing.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're both dressed the exact same way, and he's like, well, you could wear more clothes.
It's like, so could you, Cam.
Creepy fucking dude.
You didn't touch on Ceri saying, well, sorry, Ceri farted. Felicia said, I can't stand you. And then Ceri said, sorry, I've been gassy. And Matt said, you know, you ripped a loud one the other day. You know it's loud when the deaf person can hear it.
He has been coming out with so many funny jokes. There was another one that I saw that he said something about him being deaf. He's got his jokes on lock.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
It made Miss Felicia laugh. I mean, the bar is pretty low for that, but she did the throw her whole body back on the bed laugh.
Yeah, it was a good one. And she said Matt's got jokes.
Yep.
I think Izzy was like, oh, the house is kind of quiet today. And he was like, yeah, it's always quiet for me.
Yeah, that's what it was. And
she was like, well, yeah, he's got his little jokes on lock. I like wonder how many of those he uses in his like day-to-day life. Like, he's just got them like ready to go, and how many are like truly like his wit in the moment.
Yeah, either I think way, it's an in the moment thing. I almost just had his ears perk up when he hears the word quiet. Uh-huh. And then it was funny that that was the way I was gonna phrase it.
Look at his face. He looks so confused. You can like see him reading lips.
Yeah, which is funny because it makes him look like he's confused. Uh-huh. But like he's just focused.
He's literally staring at your, yeah, mouth. We're watching him on feeds right now, and he's just like looking at Jag, and he has the most like dumbfounded face, but you could also tell that he's just, his eyes are trained on Jag's lips.
Yeah.
And he's trying, focusing really hard on what he's saying. Anyways, that's all. Thanks so much for listening.
We hope you enjoyed.
To join in on the discussion, use the hashtag OhBrotherPodcast on social media, and you can find me at It's Me Bree Lee everywhere.
And you can find me at Christina Jascott.
We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
See you later.